And a very pleasant, good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into the KLEM Coach's Corner, our first Coach's Corner program of the month of December. Sports Director Daniel Versteeg bringing you this Coach's Corner program, the Coach's Corner every Saturday, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Well, we've had about a week and a half to 2 weeks of the girls' basketball season now under our belt, and well, we got some things kind of figured out, I would assume, at this point now. For Lamar's and Galen Catholic girls are going to be chatting with both girls' head coaches. We'll talk with Brandon Schecker first. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic girls' basketball. It's his team. Well, they're coming off a loss here yesterday to MMCRU. That final score was 75-42. MMCRU, the number 6 ranked team in Class 1A basketball, and so for good reason that it was a struggle there for the Galen girls. Galen will open up conference play on Tuesday when they head to Akron Westfield, and we'll be bringing you that contest here on KLEM Radio. So that's what's on tap for Galen Catholic girls. But to this point, my goodness, it has been the gauntlet of a schedule for the Jays. They were able to pick up one ranked win out of the 3-4 now that they played, and were able to take down Kingsley Pearson by 4. But then they and to meet up with Unity Christian, Cherokee, Lawton Bronson. That's kind of been the run of the schedule here for Galen Catholic girls, and yeah, it's been a tough one. So we're gonna get some thoughts from Coach Brandon Schecker. He's the head coach, Galen Catholic girls. See kind of where he's sitting with the first couple of weeks. Now that he's had now 5 games under his wing to kind of see where his team's at. He hopefully has a good picture to outline for us. So that's coming up. And then later on this morning, we're going to be chatting with the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball, Cody Deercup, as his team is 0-3 to start the year and 0-1 in the Missouri River Activities Conference after a loss yesterday at Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 54-36 final score. But I would say that that final score doesn't really indicate how close it was for a majority of the ball game. So a little bit deceiving there. The Bulldogs played some good defense early on in the contest and just ran into a SBL team that was waiting to pick up their shooting stride, shooting rhythm, because they were slow in the first half thanks to that good defense from Lamar's. But they picked it up and got it going again. A team like Sergeant Bluff Luton, another ranked team, you're going to struggle against a team like that. So Lamar's 0-3, 0-1 in the MRAC. We're going to talk with Coach Cody Deercup coming up closer to the bottom of the hour. Before we get into those interviews, though, let's take a look at our KLEM sports scores and results page that you can check out anytime you like at KLEM1410.com. Usually gets updated with up-to-date scores the night that they happen. And if we're missing any scores that should be on that website, be sure to get a hold of us. You can tweet us the score of the sport that your team is participating in that we missed. Tweet it to us at KLEM Sports on Twitter. But we'll take a look at the girls' basketball scoreboard in the MRAC. Of course, mentioned Lamar's losing 54-36 to Sergeant Bluff Luton. Good ranked contest in Sioux City as number 5 Bishop Heelan beat number 13 Sioux City East 56-47. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln defeated Sioux City North 52-31, and Sioux City West had Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson down below 20, 54-19. That final score. Morgul Conference girls basketball, number 6 MMCRU defeated Galen Catholic 75-42. It's Remsen St. Mary's defeating Akron Westfield 50-36. Hartley Melvin Sanborn over Trinity Christian 53-42. Number 1 Unity Christian over Spirit Lake 62-42. West Sioux 2 points better than South O'Brien 43-41. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson gets a win over OABCIG 58-41. Ridgeview defeated Lawton Bronson 67-40, and Woodbury Central lays the wood to River Valley 55-19. And boys basketball action from yesterday. The Lamar's Bulldogs get the win over Sergeant Bluff Luton 47-44. Here are a couple comments from Dave Irwin by logging onto our website. It's KLEM1410.com. I have a little recap of the contest from last night. The Sioux City East boys beat Bishop Heelan 57-49 in a close one. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln showing they're going to be a force to reckon with in the conference as they took down Sioux City North by a final of 86-51. Council Bluffs TJ defeated Sioux City West 50-43. To the Warrego Conference, the Galen Catholic boys get a dominant win over MMCRU 64-29. Same deal with Remsen St. Mary's as they beat up on Akron Westfield 71-20. South O'Brien beat West Sioux 59-54. Unity Christian over Spirit Lake 50-43. Into the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson over OABCIG 53-49. Ridgeview over Lawton Bronson 55-50. Woodbury Central play a dominant win over River Valley 83-44. And West Monona over MVAOCOU 67-29. Do want to touch on the wrestling scene a little bit from yesterday. The Hinton Blackhawk duels were taking place in Hinton, and Lamar's wrestling team comes away with a 5-0 record. They defeat Cherokee 66-9, Hinton 51-27, MVAOCOU 60-24, Sioux City North 63-18, and West Lyon was the close one, but they beat the Wildcats 39-35. Hinton came away with a 3-2 record at their duels. As they were able to, as I mentioned, lose to Lamar's, they lost to West Lyon as well, 44-22, but were able to get wins over Cherokee, 54-18, and MVAOCOU by a final of 48-27. Sioux City North, 54-18. Hinton able to go 3-2 at their Blackhawk duels, but Lamar's went 5-0. So shout outs to both teams not having a bad day yesterday at the Hinton Blackhawk duels. That's the scores we have on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Let's take a break, and when we come back, Brandon Schecker is going to join us, the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, talk about his team to this point and what's got to be different for the Lady Jays. We'll take a break. Back with Coach Schecker after this. It's KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Your radio station in Ireton, Pearson, and Meredith. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us now on the KLEM Coach's Corner is the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. That's Brandon Schecker. His squad now 1-4 after a loss last night to MMCRU, and four of those five games to start the year have been against ranked opponents. All four of them were state tournament teams last year. Just to further highlight how tough the schedule has been for Coach Schecker. And Coach, you've got five games now under your belt. You've had a chance to get some game action in. What's your early report card kind of analysis of where your team is at to start the season?
We got work ahead of us. You know, you said it's a very tough schedule. We talked about that preseason-wise, that the first couple weeks was going to be a tough few weeks. But, you know, I don't mind that. I'm glad to see that tough competition and to going up against high-caliber teams like that. It kind of really lets us know where we sit as a team early on in the year. And it lets us know very quickly what areas we need to work on, what areas that we're doing well in, and just some tweaks that we need to make to continue to move forward. And probably the best thing that's come out of this is, so far in the locker room, I don't see a bunch of heads held down or anything along that lines. We're staying focused. We're staying positive. You know, you go on a stretch where you're 1-4 to start the season, and you start getting a lot of doubt and a lot more hiccups. And so then you can't fix those things that you need to fix because there are other issues. I would tell you right now in the locker room, it's not that way. We don't have to worry about those issues because I think the girls understand that this was going to be a tough battle. And, you know, Coach Kolbeck is always saying the season's a marathon. And so we talked about that again last night. Let's continue to take steps forward. You know, we've had kind of a roller coaster season to start out with. I mean, just two nights ago, we went over to Cherokee and played them tough for about 2.5 quarters. And then kind of let down last night. So we just kind of talked about those letdowns. They're going to happen, especially early in the season against teams like this, but we need to stop letting that valley be so deep. Those letdowns need to be less and less as we move forward. And as long as we continue to do that, we'll be playing well after Christmas, and that's the time that we need to get this ball rolling. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's well said. And, you know, it's just kind of been impressive to hear that. Yeah, the spirits aren't down. You know, I could say if I was 1-4 playing on a basketball team, I'd be slumping. I'd be doing all the kind of bad mentality kind of things. But for you coaching a team like this that you know, has run the gauntlet already and now can maybe start to pick up some wins in the conference and things like that, to have still your confidence intact has to speak volumes for the rest of the season for your team.
Absolutely. And you kind of hit it there with conference coming up. I mean, last night wasn't the conference counter, so I think the next 4 or 5 games that we play here are all conference games. And, you know, if we can get a little streak going here, a little boost in confidence, again, knowing that those teams that we played were state-bound last year and all have a good chance to you know, repeat and head to state again this year. If we can get on a little run here, there's no reason why that confidence doesn't keep building. But yeah, that's the greatest thing coming out of this and being 1-4 is it doesn't feel like we're 1-4, to be honest. And I think the girls have recognized that too. Like, hey, we don't care what the record shows today. They know that us as coaching staff are going to continue to provide the right insights and prepare them for the next battle. And I think their mindset is on the next game. And, you know, that's kind of the best thing as a coach, to see these girls say, okay, yep, we got a licking last night. Let's get ready for next Tuesday. And so that's kind of the mindset right now that we're seeing. And if it wasn't that, like I said, we would be talking something completely different, having to deal with other issues. But we don't have to deal with those because that's not the mindset of the girls right now. The mindset of the girls is, okay, let's get ready for the next game. And I couldn't ask for anything more from a 1-4 team right now.
Mm-hmm. This is Coach Brandon Checker. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball on the KLAM Coach's Corner with us. In your first answer there, you said you had things to work on, a lot of work to do yet for your team, only about This is close to the quarter point of the season when you guys play 20 or so games in the regular season. What kind of things are you still working on and need to see improvement in this week?
You know, the great news is there's only one big rock that we got to fix. Now, the bad news is it's probably one of the hardest rocks to fix. and then it's a lot of little things, Daniel. You know, the biggest one that we have right now is just some mental toughness. I just talked about how we have some mental toughness, but it seems like it breaks down in games. Mm. You know, I look very quickly the last 2 days. Coming out with that firepower and that mentality to go take it to a Cherokee team that is ready to go, and to be able to compete with them and actually have a lead at halftime against them shows me that these girls can just overcome and prepare and be mentally ready to go, but then go into last night's game and just not be mentally ready to go, and have that let down. So, you know, there's still some issues with our press break and girls just trying to rush and being a little anxious and a little chaotic at times on the offensive end. And so those are things that we mentally got to get a little bit tougher on. We got to be able to go in and night out and not worry about back-to-back games and stuff along that lines and be able to switch off last night's game and prepare for tonight's game. You know, we got to be able to do that from a mental standpoint. From there, it's just a lot of little things. We're cutting, but we're not quite cutting in the exact right spot that we're looking for in our offense. Our help defense is there at times, but then we're getting confused when we talk about some matchups. We did a fairly good job with it Thursday night, and then it broke down again last night. So it's just a lot of little things that we need to button up. And unfortunately, those are tough things to button up during a game when you're playing such firepower like Cherokee and Marcus. You know, with those teams, they don't give you a little lull where you can be like, okay, girls, we're doing well here, but we need to fix this, this, and this. So let's focus on those things. It's tough to focus on those other little things when they're pounding the ball right back at you and continue to punch you in the gut. That's where we got to fix them in practice. We got to get them prepared. And then, you know, the next stretch of games here, hopefully we can get those going and get a few more of those little things buttoned up. And I think those little things buttoning up will also help out that confidence and that mental toughness as well.
Yeah, especially when we highlight, breaking a press. Because, when you guys play all these ranked teams, you're seeing a press night in and night out. Just kind of along those lines, is it something that you need to work on with the girls with their ball handling? Is it something about how you need to make a pass in the press break, or what are the main things to focus on when you're trying to be better in that aspect?
See, and that's one of the areas that has confused me, because at times, and you don't want to hear that from a head coach, but it's a head scratcher a little bit,
right?
Because we'll watch them in the games, we'll watch them in practice, we'll watch that in film, and it's like, man, look at how well they ran that press breaker that time. Mm-hmm. And then two possessions later, it's like, what in the world was that? That wasn't our press breaker, you know. So
yeah.
it's as much freedom as us coaches give our team to make things happen during the game. There are times that we keep trying to reiterate to them that, yes, as much freedom as we give you in our offense, as much freedom that we give you in certain areas of our game, there are times where you have to be strategic and execute the play as it's written. And press breaker is one of those. I feel like we have a great press breaker, and it works over and over and over again as long as it's executed the way it needs to be executed. It's one of those X and O's that if it's executed, it works well. I would tell you 95% of the time. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, When we execute it, it looks amazing. And then when we choose not to execute it and deviate from that execution, it's not effective. And so it's just, again, it's that mental part of the game where we have to be disciplined to run our press break to that X and O execution. So it's just that discipline a little bit. And again, that I'm going to take some blame there because, again, we really like to let these girls play. I don't want to put, especially in the offensive end, I'm not one to put restrictions where it's you have to go to A and then B and then C and then D and then that's it. You know, we have a free-flowing offense, and so it's that mental capacity of saying, okay, well, when we're starting on press breaker, it is disciplined XYZ basketball, but once we get across half court, now it's freedom. And it's just that turn of the switch. And right now we're not turning that switch on and off as fast as we need to.
Mm-hmm. It's chatting with Brandon Schecker, head coach of Galen Catholic basketball. Let's see if we can get to a couple things. I know you're short on time, coach. Down in the post, you've been getting some play lately out of Maya Whitehead. I noticed it on Thursday. She had that good first half against Cherokee, and she put up some good points for you in the loss against Lawton Bronson on Monday. What have you seen out of her, at least lately, that has kind of signified a bit of a turnaround for her?
You know, to start the season, I think she was just trying to get her feet ready to go. Her mind in the game a little bit, so it was a little relaxed. Wasn't quite ready to put up the numbers that she's capable of doing. And then you're right, it started to click. And she started to set a precedence. And for her, a lot of it comes on her athleticism to get to the defense and offensive boards. And I really saw that Thursday night at Cherokee when she kind of presented herself and said, you know what, that offensive board, I'm going to get it. And when I get it, I'm going to put it back up. And she did that extremely well. It was just a mindset thing where she switched it on and said, okay, this is now my territory, and I'm going to control that part of the game. Mm-hmm. Come back to last night, and it seemed like it went away again. And that's one of those mental toughness, mental capacity things that we got to start figuring out is how do we keep that light switched on night in and night out, no matter who we play, no matter what kind of strenuous game that we just had. And we really need Maya. You know, you can see what kind of difference maker she is in a game with her strength, with her athleticism. She can run the court, her rebounding. I mean, in all honesty, she's a double-double. She should be a double-double night in and night out just because I don't think there's too many girls in the state that could stop her down low.
Right.
I really feel like she is that type of presence. She's not quite there. We as coaches, have some things to work on with her to give her a little more mindset down low, some moves down low that will help her out a little bit more. But the first and foremost thing with her is we're just trying to keep her in the game. You know, she's been in foul trouble every game until last night, and I wonder if that affected her a little bit. I think she's starting to maybe think about being a little more conservative so she can stay in the game, and I think that affects her game a little bit. So that's going to be us working with Maya a lot more and just trying to figure out where that happy spot is. We need her to be aggressive, but we also need that discipline where she's not getting into foul trouble because we need her on the court. And you can see the difference. I mean, you saw the difference against Cherokee.
Right.
Was able to play most of the first half and was extremely dominant and then had to sit a lot of the second half just in foul trouble. So we'll get there. She'll get there. I have all faith in Miss Maya, and we'll continue to help her out. And good things ahead for Maya.
And good things ahead. Hopefully, good things ahead for your team, Coach. I know we gotta let you go here. You get Akron Westfield Tuesday, Trinity Christian on Friday. Thanks for your time, and thanks for being flexible with this. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you this week.
Absolutely, Daniel. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, Head Coach Brandon Schecker. head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. Take a break. Cody Deercup joins us when we return on the KLAM Coaches Corner here on KLAM Radio.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Playing favorites for the ice cream capital of the world. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we are back on the KLEM Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. Daniel Versteg with you. The Coach's Corner brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us now in the Coach's Corner is the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. That's Cody Deercup. His team opened up Missouri River Conference play yesterday with a loss at Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Bulldogs are 0-3 to start the year. Take on Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln coming up on Tuesday this week. And Coach, three games under your belt, one in the conference, all three against ranked teams. You get a little idea of where you're at. What's the early season report card looking like for your squad?
You know, you mentioned 0-3, and you might think that we're in a bad spot, but everyone in our locker room, we feel good. We feel really good about where we're at. We played, Okoboji in the Hall of Pride game, who was also ranked. We've played some tough teams. We figured out a lot about ourselves, and we're starting to kind of gel a little bit better. And I just think we're going to continue to play better each and every night. And the tough teams that we've played early on in the year are going to help us out with that down the stretch.
Yeah, you've talked about playing better, and I watched you guys Tuesday. Obviously, watched you guys last night, and you're playing these ranked teams, all these teams that go to state every year and are so good. And you know, I never really felt like you guys were just getting beat now, or getting beat badly. Now the score may not always suggest that, but it feels like you guys are just always competitive with the team until some point in the game when it starts to fall out from under you. But it's got to be a really good kind of statement right away that you guys are hanging with a lot of these ranked opponents early in the season.
Yeah, Unity Christian on Tuesday. Obviously, they won state last year and returned probably their best player. Mm-hmm. We played really well. We were right there at about, they were up by 10 for most of the game. We missed some shots around the rim that we felt like those would have dropped. We could have maybe got over the hump a little bit and made a run at it, but unfortunately, they didn't drop. And then last night, holding Sergeant Bluff to 3 points in the first quarter is a huge win for us. Being down two at halftime shows that we can play with really good teams for at least part of the game. And then well into the third quarter, we were right there too. We just gave up a big run right before the fourth quarter. And then during the fourth, we just couldn't battle back.
That Unity Christian game was obviously highlighted by Sarah Brown leading your offense. Are some of the struggles that you're having with these teams just kind of the fact that You're not able to get some other girls going in your offense, scoring the basketball?
I don't think so. You know, going against Unity, our game plan was executed perfectly by our girls. You know, we talked after the game how unselfish they were and just continued to get Sarah the ball in the corner and give her wide open looks. And then if there was ever a time where she drove and shared for help, they were ready to score. You know, there's going to be some nights where she's shooting the ball really well and we're going to keep giving her the ball. There's going to be some other nights where it's going to need to be spread around a little bit. It just kind of depends on who we play and who's got the hot hands.
You know, offense.
I think it will help when Maddie comes back too. You know, not having Maddie this week hurt us going against a good team like Unity and a really good team like Sergeant Bluff. So when she comes back, that's another scorer and defender for us.
Right. Cody Deercup's head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. With Maddie out, Zoe Wickup's been kind of that ball handler for you, and I think all things considered, has done a pretty good job. You know, she's got probably the biggest kind of chip on her shoulder with the fact that she stands only 5'2" tall and has to deal with a Unity Christian team where the person guarding her is 9 inches taller than her, and Sergeant Bluff Luton where everybody seems to be 6 feet. And I thought, you know, all things considered, she's done a pretty good job in the face of that height adversity when she's the shortest player on the floor.
Yeah, she's a tough kid, and she's figured out, you know, kind of how to use that. And she's quick. She has a good first step. She ball fakes all the time. I love what we get out of her from the point guard position. She kind of makes us go, honestly. I know that when we put her, you know, kind of plugged her in last year, she gave us a huge spark, and that's what she does for us every game this year. And she's going to continue to get better. Last night, you know, she's going to learn a lot, and she'll come ready to go on Tuesday.
How about her defense as well? Because we saw it, she was able to pick the pocket of a couple of defenders last night. Heck, even did that against Unity Christian on Tuesday. She always seems to be in a passing lane. I don't know how she always seems to be in the middle of a pass and knows where it's going. What's impressed you about her defensive play this year?
Last night, the kind of the game plan was we kind of knew that they went kind of by three of their girls, and we kind of wanted to sag off some of the other girls and use Zoe as help, and she did a really good job of that, especially in the first half, and we were able to get them in the half court. They struggled a little bit because she was right there when they tried to make a post entry. So I appreciate the fact that we can kind of give her a different role every single game, and she can adjust to what we're asking her to do. Last night it was sag off. Sometimes it's up and girls short. Sometimes it's full court girls. She's extremely coachable. She takes what we give her and uses it.
And coach of Lamar's girls basketball, Cody Deercup on the coach's corner with us. Offensively, especially Tuesday, and I saw a little bit last night, ball movement was getting better for you guys when it comes to finding the players that you need to offensively. And one of the, maybe not, surprise is probably not the best word, but one who kind of stood out when it comes to facilitating your offense was actually Maggie Allen. She had a number of great passes down to Lexi Hurd in the post. She seems to be the one that's really buying into what you're looking to do offensively, because she's always got her head up and she's always looking for somebody to dish the ball off to.
Yeah, and we're asking a lot out of Maggie. She's actually like more of a two or a three, and we're asking her to play the four for us. And sometimes when Lexi's out of the game, we're asking her to play the five for us. And then, you know, offensively, she does a good job kind of getting the ball, taking it to the rack, and knowing when to share and knowing when to finish. And that's what you need out of your offense, that, you know, we want them to do a certain thing, but sometimes they just got to put their head down and draw help and share it.
How tough of a, you said she's been doing well, but how tough of an adjustment is that for someone like Maggie, who's been used to playing a guard, and now she has to go beat down bodies in the post some nights?
I mean, I think she's doing a really good job. We saw that against Okoboji in the Hall of Pride scrimmage. I mean, she usually does her work early and doesn't let the post get into good position, and that's just what smart players do. You know, there's really not a lot of times where she just gets stuck behind and lets the girl that's bigger than her, you know, go to work. She does her work early. She fronts, calls for backside help, and I mean, you see it. We're getting better at that every single game, and I think we just will continue to grow with that as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm. This two game stretch you had this week, the difference really has been for your team, I think, runs. We saw a couple big runs against Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Unity Christian started the game on a little bit of a run against you on Tuesday. When you see a run start to brew, or one has happened to you already, how have your girls responded this season, and how would you like them to respond when a run happens against them?
They responded well last night when they went on a run. We called timeout, and we just asked them to kind of take a deep breath. We drew on the whiteboard kind of what they were trying to do, and we did the best that we could to, you know, try to stop the run and adjust to it. But, you know, we can try to simulate Sergeant Bluff's 2-2-1 and 1-3-1 in practice as much as we can, but we just don't have that length. So, I mean, we have girls in spots, we're in practice, but I mean, you can't simulate that in our own gym. So we do the best that we can against it. And like I said, we're going to keep moving girls around, cutting to open spots and try to stop runs when they happen. But, you know, that also comes with experience. And right now we just have young girls playing, and we're continuing to learn, and we'll get the experience as the season goes on. But yeah, we'll just continue to learn.
Mm-hmm. 1-3-1 zone. For people not familiar with that, you mentioned that on Tuesday against UD Christian, talking about a state champion 1-3-1, and then you see it against Sergeant Bluff Luton yesterday. What makes facing a defense like that so difficult, or is it sometimes along the lines of the team who's running that zone defense makes it so difficult?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that 1-3-1 is not something that you see as much on a nightly basis. Usually it's either man-to-man or 2-3 zone. We got some teams that we play now. It's starting to become more common. I know that Heelan traditionally has played some 1-3-1. East will also throw 1-3-1 at us. So, I mean, you're starting to see it a little bit more. I thought Sergeant Bluff's 1-3-1 was more aggressive than Unity Christian's 1-3-1. We were able to pass it around and kind of pick them apart a little bit on Tuesday. Whereas last night, they're trapping everywhere and forcing our girls to make really, really quick decisions with the basketball. So, you know, as good as I thought Unity was, man, last night, hats off to Sergeant Bluff's 1-3-1. They were really good in the half court.
Yeah, especially on on your ball handlers at the top of the arc trying to facilitate that offense. When Sarah or Zoe or whoever's possessing the ball out top there is trying to run your offense, what's the key to good ball security, to good movement with the basketball around a trapping defense like that, so you're not forcing as many turnovers, you're not, you know, uncomfortable out there? I think that's probably the main thing. How do you avoid being uncomfortable when you're facing a trap like that?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to coach girls to do the right thing against a 1-3-1 because you don't want them to get into a hurry and just put their head down and dribble because you might get into a bad spot, but you also just can't stand there and let them come trap you. So it's kind of a fine line between the two. We tell our girls to just ball fake and then cut to the open spot when you see it. We tried to go two girls up at the top last night when the ball was swung to a wing. We tried to flash in from the back side. And they did a really good job. I mean, they watched the film against Unity. They did a good job of covering up our high post against Unity. We were able to get the ball there. And last night they kind of took that away. So we were getting trapped and really had nowhere to go with it. I go back to, it's good seeing that early on in the season. You know, it's better to see that now than late in the season and not know what to do. I mean, we have a couple months to prepare, and we'll continue to get better at it.
Mm-hmm. It's Coach Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. Chatting with him on the KLEM Coach's Corner. We've highlighted a couple of players here, Sarah, Zoe, and Maggie a little bit. How about Jalen Marino, one who stood out with her bench play on Tuesday? I know she had a couple more points for you off the bench last night. Having that depth and having the ability to rely on somebody on your bench, how valuable is that aspect, especially with regard to how Jalen's played so far?
Extremely valuable, and I think that she had a great week of basketball for us, obviously against two really good teams. Last night, I think, was her best game so far this year. She played really well. She put her head down and took it to the rack a couple times. I think she hit a three last night, too. I mean, she's a freshman, so, I mean, she's going to continue to learn and get better as the season goes on. She's still trying to figure out how to play with some of these girls that we returned from last year. So it's exciting to have kind of a young girl on our bench like that that we think that can come off the bench and we can rely on.
Yeah, and it's I always got to remember whenever I'm watching you guys play, whenever I'm talking about your team, coach, that you have two seniors on that roster, and this team is so young. The ceiling is so high for them the next couple of years. How for you as a coach, how tough is it to remind them that, you know, they're going to take their bumps along the road here, maybe their sophomore or junior year, but come next season the ceiling is going to be so much more higher, and that it's a process for them over their entire high school career?
You know, we keep on telling them to pound the stone and that good things are going to happen for them down the stretch. But at the same time, I don't think that they're trying to hear that. You know, I think that they, in that locker room, they understand that they're young. They understand that they're undersized, but they're not going to use that kind of as an excuse or use that as a crutch. I mean, they're going to go out there and battle their butts off, and they're going to, you know, hopefully put themselves in a position to win games. I love the attitude of these girls and kind of where we're at right now as a team. They're an extremely, extremely tough group.
Yeah, especially with the competition you guys have faced this season. Cody Deercup, he's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. That's kind of what we've seen out of the last week or so of you guys, coach, coming up now. I think you put it best when you were talking to me yesterday. I think I asked you something along the lines of what's got to be coming up for you this week, and you said something along the lines of, well, we'll finally not run into a ranked opponent, and that's kind of the mantra of the season for you guys. You get AL on Tuesday, Western Thursday, at Helan on Friday, so there's another one for you, I guess. But
yeah, yep.
this schedule for you this week, What do you see early on, I guess, with AL on Tuesday, and what can you expect out of that contest?
AL is a good 5A team. They bring back a girl that I want to say was first-team all-conference last year. She's big. She can go inside and out. So that'll be a tough matchup for us. And then Western on Thursday, they'll be big. I'm not sure how they are compared to last year, but I know that they have a great basketball tradition and that their girls are big girls and they play really hard. So we're just going to kind of have to, you know, keep playing our game, keep playing hard, and, you know, be ready to go next week.
And then, you can't quite avoid the ranked opponents yet on Friday with Helan. You see three games this week. You get a good look at your team. What are some of the aspects of the game, whether it's your press break, whether it's rebounding, things like that? What are some of those aspects that you want to see executed and improved upon here this week for your team?
Well, last night we went to the game, kind of backing up a little bit. Last night we went to the game talking about how we gave Unity Christian too many second chance points, and that's kind of how they beat us. I mean, all their points came from the paint. They didn't make a single three-pointer the entire night. So we wanted to do a better job of rebounding, and we actually out-rebounded Sergeant Bluff 26-25. So I'm really happy with, you know, how our girls took our coaching and implemented in our game last night. And that's not just something we want to talk about after a bad rebounding game. I mean, we need to do that every single night. So going into next week, you know, I think we'll probably try to full court AL a little bit more and maybe Western too. So we're going to try to get stuff in the full court. Once they get into the half court, settle in, you know, defend like crazy, and then end possessions. I mean, ending possessions is crucial. So we want to end those possessions after the first shot and then go the other way with it.
I want to ask you a follow-up on that. Rebounding, a lot of people think of rebounding as saying, well, you got to be 6'6" and you got to be under the bucket and just reach over the top of everybody, and rebounding is such a height thing. For your team that's undersized, what are the things that you've been teaching them and coaching them up in to kind of remind them that, hey, you can be a good rebounder and not be the tallest player on the court?
Yeah, it takes zero talent to be a good rebounder. I mean, it's all them just kind of wanting to do it. We put more of an emphasis on it on Wednesday after the Unity game. We talked about it a lot yesterday. We talked a lot about it on Thursday at practice too. And then we kind of just, you know, proposed to them, you know, like, we don't want to play defense for a long time. You know, we want to play offense. Offense is more fun to play than defense. So do your work early. When shot goes up, hit, find, and get, and then put a body on your girl, end the possession, jump for the rebound. Don't just let them stand over top and get a tip back out and keep the possession alive. We're just talking about it more and more, and the girls are really buying into it.
Well, they're really buying into it, and I know the wins will start coming here soon for you guys. You got them on the right track, and now you need a team that is not so darn good and not state champion level here coming up this week.
Yeah, but you know what? At the same time, I mean, it's fun to play good teams.
It is.
I mean,
yeah.
those are the ones that you remember. And that's the beauty of coaching basketball in Northwest Iowa. You don't really get a night off. You get to see good ball every single night. So it's good for our girls to see that. Sometimes it's not so much fun to play against, but we'll get there. We're on our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Making good strides. I like the sound of it, Coach. We appreciate your time, and best of luck to your squad this week.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's head coach Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. We'll be back to wrap up the hour of the KLEM Coaches Corner after this on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, financial advisor, certified financial planner practitioner, Ross Rulin, associate financial advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, associate financial advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Your radio station in Merrill, Marcus, and Morris. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We are back here to wrap up the hour of the KLEM Coach's Corner. I want to thank our sponsors bringing you this program each and every Saturday. Sponsors like Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Be sure to thank any one of those great sponsors. Give them your patronage and tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of our Coach's Corner program, putting a program like this on the air for us this week. So that was Coach Cody Deercup, Coach Brandon Schecker beforehand, talking about their teams here in the early part of the season. Not a whole lot going on this Saturday, but let's run down a little bit of the schedule here for girls basketball around the area. Team out of the MRAC, Sioux City East, is going to be in Johnston this morning. They're taking on Gilbert. Very good Gilbert team out of the Ames area in the War Eagle Conference. South O'Brien is hosting Sheldon for an afternoon contest this Saturday afternoon. And number 15, Westwood, is in Johnston at that same event that East is at. And Westwood is taking on Nottoway Valley, the Rebels out of the Western Valley Conference there. So that's what's coming up there for girls basketball today. I know we've got some wrestling in Sergeant Bluff today. Kingsley Pearson and Akron Westfield are going at it at the Sergeant Bluff Luton Invitational. Hinton and Lamar's had a busy week this week, so they're not competing in wrestling today, but know that, that wrestling tournament going on in Sergeant Bluff. Do want to make you aware of our broadcast schedule this week. It's a little less hectic than the first week. It just kind of worked out that we could have a full week of basketball this past week. But we'll pick things back up on Tuesday in Akron. As you heard Coach Schecker mentioned earlier on in the hour, this is the opener of conference play in the Wargle Conference. This one counts toward the conference standings. They've already played a conference team a couple of times, but this is the first one that'll count toward the standings as Galen Catholic heads to Akron to take on the Westerners of Akron Westfield. That'll be a 5:45 pregame. Girls game tips off at 6 o'clock Thursday night. We'll be back at the Lamar's High School gym. The Bulldogs welcome in their former conference opponent in Western Christian. As you heard Coach Deercup talk about, the Wolfpack have some height usually and a very good basketball program, so we'll enjoy that contest. A 5:15 pregame, 5:30 will be the girls' tip-off. And the boys to follow, of course. And then we'll follow the Bulldogs down to O'Gorman Fieldhouse in Sioux City. Bulldogs will take on Bishop Heelan. And again, the ranked foes come back for the Bulldog ladies. Number 5, Bishop Heelan, will be the opponents in the girls' side. And the boys' team, well, they gave Sioux City East a run for their money last night. So don't count out either side of that doubleheader. So, and then on the boys' side for that Western Christian game, they're the defending 2A state champs. You know, that's a very good program. So if you're ever curious when we are going to be on the air with our high school basketball broadcast, you can log on to our website, KLEM1410.com. And under the sports tab in that drop-down menu, you can click on KLEM Winter Sports Broadcast Schedule. That will give you the information. And that will also tell you the games that we're not covering, when you can catch Lamar's and Galen girls, boys, basketball, Bulldog wrestling. They'll be in action next weekend at Lewis Central. The Bulldog bowling team gets back in action on December 9th on Thursday, hosting OABCIG. So get on out to Sweet 16 Lanes and support the Bulldog bowling team. Should be another good year for those squads as well. But thanks for joining us here on the KLEM Coaches Corner. Our hour is up. We'll have the CBS News update coming up at the top of the hour here on KLEM Radio. Thanks for joining us on the Coaches Corner. For all of us at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Sports, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Have yourself a great Saturday morning.